Church groups have been among the first to respond. For example, the Wisconsin Conference of United Methodist Churches will be taking up a special collection this Sunday in most of its 500 churches in the state. Spokesperson Thomas D'Alessio says that money will go directly to relief projects in India, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka to buy food, medicine, and materials for rebuilding homes.
Right now, from what we know, most of what they need, they can purchase much more efficiently locally rather than ship it. So right now we're not asking anybody for any in-kind donations. Seems to be that cash travels the easiest right now.
The non-denominational group Shelter for Life, based in Oshkosh, is also collecting relief funds. The group already has staff on the ground in Sri Lanka, where the disaster left more than 200,000 people homeless. Spokesperson Harry Van Buurik says the goal over the next few months is to use local materials to build 10,000 houses.
People are now crammed in schools and in churches, and they want to go back. They want to go back to rebuild what they have lost. They have lost, of course, everything. Everything is washed away. There's nothing to be found anymore. They were already poor, and so people can help us to give money. That is what is most needed.
Van Buurik says his group uses only local materials to help fuel the economy in countries struck by disaster. It also keeps the agency's overhead low so more of the funds raised can go directly to aid projects instead of administration. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.